Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Sax player and native New Yorker Lakeisha Benjamin started out playing with the legendary jazz trumpeter Clark Terry in his big band, but she's also made a name for herself as a sidewoman to artists like Stevie Wonder and Alicia Keys, and as a composer and bandleader of her own group. She and her band Soul Squad put out a debut album in 2012 called Retox. And today, they're here with me in the studio to play a new song. Here's Lakeisha Benjamin and Soul Squad with a tune called Marcus Miller, live on Soundcheck. That is Lakeisha Benjamin and the band Soul Squad live on Soundcheck with a song called Marcus Miller, featuring Lakeisha playing the alto sax, Vicky Natale on vocals, Calvin Brown playing the keyboard, Joe Blacks behind our drum kit, and David Cutler playing the bass. So is David in the role of Marcus Miller, the jazz bassist here?
Technically he is.
Now, this is a new song.
Yes.
From the next record that'll be out later this year. The last record, called Retox, also had a song that was named after a musician. And in that case, it was Maceo.
Yes.
Named after Maceo Parker. So is this something that you've been known to do from time to time, write songs about favorite musicians?
Yeah, well, technically, I'm inspired by a lot of, I say, old school funk musicians. Not that Marcus Miller is so old school, but I feel like I need to pay them some type of honor, you know?
Right, right. Now, there's words here. Who wrote the words?
I wrote the words.
But so, you don't sing them?
No.
Why?
I think that might be best.
Were you ever tempted to try?
It happens because I have to sing her the words for her to get it.
But, right.
You know, it's a very private process.
So discretion being the better part of valor,
just
stick to the sax.
Yeah.
Now, on the last record, on Retox, which was the first record by Soul Squad, there were a bunch of different vocalists.
Yes, right? There was.
What about this time around? Have you kind of...
This time around, I was feeling more sax and horns. I felt, you know, I made a vocal statement. I showcased my songwriting lyrics. I think it's time to showcase some music.
So this will be a more instrumentally based thing.
I mean, there will be... I'm not going to abandon vocals because I believe that vocals and instrumental music goes together.
Right.
But it will be more in the background, per se.
Right. So it's interesting you mention, you know, Maceo Parker and sort of classic funk musicians. I mean, Maceo has had a long career and is,
yes,
you know, still going, you know, having worked with De La Soul and Prince and people like that. But you think of him as the James Brown guy, right? Or the P-Funk guy.
I think of him as... When it comes to funky saxophone, that's your guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
So was he the poster on the bedroom wall when you were growing up?
Well, growing up, the poster on the wall was John Coltrane.
Really?
Yes, that's the poster on the wall. And I went through Bird phase, a Cannonball phase, Jackie McLean, huge phase, Eddie Harris, you know, Charlie Rouse. But I slowly
So really, evolved. Seriously old school.
Yeah, I'm... Definitely into old school things.
People who were, maybe some of them, gone way before you ever joined us on this earth.
Yeah.
How did that happen? I mean, did you get that from your parents?
No, my parents listened to more, I think, traditional 90s music, like De La Soul, Tribe Called Quest, you know, Biggie, stuff like that. But I think when you start to get into jazz and you really have to get to the language of the music,
mm-hmm,
you have no choice but to go back if you want to go forward.
So what did your mom think? She's listening to Biggie Smalls, and the kid in the bedroom is listening to Jackie McLean and John Coltrane and stuff.
I can tell you exactly what she did. She would cut it off and say, get that old-time stuff out of here. And I was banished to the basement to play Duke Ellington.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, and when you first brought a sax into the house, was that a happy day for,
actually,
for mom?
Actually, I brought it home and I started playing it, and she took the mouthpiece off and said, not in this house. And the next day I went and told the music teacher, and he came back and convinced her to let me start.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, how long is it going to sound this bad?
And how long did it sound that
bad? He said, I'll pray for you. That's what he said.
Well, it's sort of like having a violinist in the house. You know, for the first couple of months, it's going to be kind of scratchy and stuff, and you just got to...
Well, I think
particularly
the alto saxophone tone takes a long time to develop.
So was that what you started with, the alto?
I started with the recorder.
Mm-hmm.
And then immediately they were going to move me the trombone or something. And I said, I want to play the sax. And they said, oh, we have a tenor available. I said, I'm not interested in that.
Really?
Yeah, I've always kind of
How old were you?
I was 10 at the time.
10 years old, and you already know that the tenor sax is not your instrument.
Well, it could be seen as like I was like very in touch with my career, or it could be seen as it was the size of me.
Right.
And I was like, no way. I'm not going to take that home.
And what about now? Do you play all of them?
Yeah,
soprano,
I play all
alto,
them.
Tenor, baritone?
I mean, yeah, now I play all of them, but my voice, I feel like, is on the alto, but it's the same for each one.
Yeah. So into jazz, also into funk, so no surprise then that Retox sort of blends those two things. When the new album comes out later this year, will it be kind of in that vein?
It's definitely going to be extremely funky, but I do have some moments where I will definitely pay tribute to some jazz.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the song we're going to hear next, Dreams, this is one of the ones, this is from Retox.
This is from Retox, yes.
This has a kind of a neat rhythm going through it. Where does that come from?
Yeah, the drone you're talking about in the back? Actually, I was listening to a D'Angelo album one day, and it kind of was doing that drone thing seeping in.
Uh-huh.
And it made me just think of, it would be nice to make a song that had this kind of drone thing happen. I'm not really into brushes.
Right.
I've never been into the jazz brushes unless it's an up-tempo song. So mallets, you know, spoke to me.
Okay. So that's what's happening here.
That's what's happening.
Let's hear the song.
Okay.
Lakeisha Benjamin and Soul Squad playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. This song is called Dreams.
Dreams.
Lakeisha Benjamin and Soul Squad playing a song called Dreams. You'll find that on their 2012 CD called Retox. And up next, another song from that 2012 album, Retox. This one's called Jump and Shout. It's Lakeisha Benjamin and Soul Squad.
I've been wondering What's my next move? Should I stay or leave this madness you call?
Right then, Lakeisha Benjamin and Soul Squad live on Soundcheck with a song called Jump and Shout. Lakeisha playing alto sax, Vicky Natale singing, Calvin Brown keyboards, David Cutler bass, Joe Black's behind the drum kit. You know the Outkast song, Hey Ya?
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds like Hey Ya's jazzy little brother or something. I mean, it's called Jump and Shout, but there was a lot of dancing going on here in the studio. I don't want to name names, Calvin Brown, but there was a lot of dancing going on during that performance. Is that your closer?
Yes, that's the closer. Well, not normally, but that's the closer for today.
Oh, really? Because I was going to say, it works very well as a kind of a, you know, big finale kind of thing.
Yeah.
So now, we were talking before about some of the, you know, the names on your wall of fame, you know,
yes.
The Coltranes and Maceo Parkers and Marcus Miller and people like that. Any women? I mean, as a sax player and a band leader,
yeah.
did you have women role models that you could look up to?
You mean more so musically listening to or maybe bringing me up?
Just in terms of, you know, well, as a sax player, you know, were you a fan of, say, Jane Ira Bloom or as
well,
a band leader?
Jane Ira Bloom was actually my teacher at the New School.
No way.
Yeah, so that did actually help a lot.
Oh, okay.
But I've always been a big Alice Coltrane fan. I don't know if that helps.
Of course, her instrument was the harp.
Yeah. Well, the piano. She has a lot of
and
stuff
piano.
On piano.
Yeah.
She's into a lot of good things. But I've been very big on female vocals. I mean, they move me more than male vocals. So mm-hmm. Nancy Wilson, you know, I don't want to say Ella Fitzgerald. That's another big one for
me.
I mean, the classics.
What about band leaders? You know, that's still a rarity, isn't it?
It is a rarity.
Yeah. Well, Soul Squad has Lakeisha Benjamin at the helm, which hasn't stopped you, Lakeisha, from still doing kind of side projects, you know, working for other people. And so I have to ask you about a pet peeve that you tweeted about recently. You apparently played some pop artist gig without mentioning any names where they didn't turn the horn mics on.
Oh, yes, yes.
What was that?
That's pop music.
Yeah.
So
the horns are just for show.
No, it's not for show, but I think that a lot of times within a big entourage of things, people forget that the horn is an important thing, and they just kind of, not people, the audience knows, but the artists and production, they kind of get to the horns last and just kind of do a little side turn-up job, maybe. You know, I've definitely played shows on mute the whole time, like at the Garden. So
you're blowing your brains out and no one hears it.
Yes, and I really don't like that.
Well, I can see why that would be a pet peeve.
Yes.
So. The album Retox came out in 2012, but Lakeisha and Soul Squad have a new one later this year?
I would say September. That's the slated date.
All right. Lakeisha, it's been great having you in the band here.
Thanks very much.
If you enjoyed this in-studio performance, join us nearly every weekday at 2 p.m. Eastern to listen in as we record a session for an upcoming episode of the show. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook to get updates on each day's guest. Then stream the session live at 2 p.m. Eastern on soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you back here next time.